All right, we're joined here now with the Palmer United Party's candidate for Cunningham, Chris Attlee. And Chris, your slogan for the party is "We're fair dinkum." How fair dinkum are you about Cunningham?
I'm very fair dinkum. I'm looking at options specifically for the area. Obviously, we're a national party, so there is a national focus. But one thing I think's been ignored is people not only in Cunningham but the Illawarra and South Coast in general. When you sit in a safe seat, be it a safe Labor seat or a safe Liberal seat, you find that infrastructure tends to be lacking. Services tend to be lacking. I think there's other areas that probably the other parties are fair dinkum about, but Cunningham isn't one of them. So when it comes to this area, I'm definitely fair dinkum.
Yeah, so just on that infrastructure idea there, Chris, having a look at your bio through the week, and you talked about fixing up Bligh Pass. If elected, how would you fix up Bligh Pass?
Well, they need $46 million in funding that they need to get the improvements done. So what we would do is we'd look at funding that directly from a federal level, even though it's something that would be traditionally controlled by the states. From a federal level, we would fund it.
Another issue which is very prominent, I guess you say, in Cunningham is the high unemployment rates.
Yeah, it's been around 8%, I believe, in Cunningham, even further down Gilmore, about 14%. But I think a lot of voters want to know, obviously, Clive is quite a wealthy man. Does he really understand unemployment issues and the issues of struggling families, people are doing a little bit tough?
Well, absolutely. Clive's got he's very well off, but he's certainly got his finger on the pulse as far as what's going on. We've actually got a plan in place that will help employment in Cunningham, Gilmore, Throsby, and the rest of the country. What we would actually be proposing is encouraging downstream processing. Now, by downstream processing, what I mean, we're pulling a lot of, we're mining minerals out of the ground at the moment. What's happening is they're getting sent overseas to be refined and then getting sold back at an astronomical rate. What we would actually do is we would allow for the infrastructure to be put in and we would encourage that the downstream processing would actually happen in Australia. So when you've got things like nickel being mined up in Queensland or WA, for instance, what we would do is instead of sending it to Japan for refinement, we would actually look at, especially down this way where we've got the space, we've got the facilities, we would look at setting up processes so it could be processed down here and create jobs at the same time.
So another thing here we've been reading up on the Palmer Party is obviously abolishing the carbon tax is big on your agenda. How would you go about doing that?
Well, the carbon tax itself, the money that's been collected, we're actually looking at abolishing it retrospectively. So not from the day that we'd get into power or we'd be able to get the get it through Parliament. We're actually looking at retrospectively abolishing it from the day it was introduced. Now, the carbon tax money, all the money that's been collected, is actually held in a trust fund. So we would be refunding it. So instead of having electricity prices go up, you'd probably find it would be a little bit back in everyone's pocket.
Okay, I'll just look at another Palmer United policy here, and one of your policies is 25% wealth for the regions. And now I understand Western Australia has often been a big mining state, and they've often complained that they've had to share their wealth with a lot of the other areas around Australia. Is that a similar kind of principle coming from a mining perspective?
It is. Also with the downstream processing, because I guess in our area, where I'd see obviously the wealth coming back into the area is obviously we've got the ports, Port Kembla. Mm-hmm. I believe that most of the cars that come into New South Wales now come in through Port Kembla. So we've got a huge industry here. With downstream processing, we're going to create more jobs and bring more money into the economy, and it's all money that can be put back into the infrastructure. Obviously, there's areas in, for instance, WA, where they are creating a lot of wealth but have very low infrastructure as well. Especially you'll find a lot of them, similar to the Illawarra, fairly safe seats, either Liberal or Labor. So what would happen is a lot of these areas where they are producing the wealth, they don't have the infrastructure. You've got a lot of people in fly-in, fly-out jobs. It's just a way of keeping the economy going in some of these areas, and it would definitely benefit the Illawarra at the same time.
Okay, Chris. Now, just as you've mentioned, the Illawarra has been pretty safe Labor for a long time. Now, Sharon Bird and Cunningham's had her margin reduced last year. How do you see your chances or anyone else's chances of perhaps having a change in leadership in this area?
Oh, well, absolutely. We think there's a fairly strong chance. Obviously, it has been a fairly safe Labor area. According to the current polling, we're actually looking quite good. Now, it's certainly going to be an uphill task. I'm not going to lie and say we're going to do it easily. I think we're the underdog, but it is a possibility. I think people in the area are starting to realise that there's not much that gets done here. There's not much that happens. So I think people are sick of it and want to change.
Yeah, I suppose that can be seen too, Chris. There's a lot of candidates right across Illawarra stepping up for this election. So, we saw last election, the Labor's margin in the safe seats was reduced quite significantly. Come Saturday night, federal election night, Chris, if it does look like you have been elected as the member for Cunningham, what would be some of the first things you'd like to get done for the area?
Well, I've actually put in place an Illawarra action plan. There's a lot of infrastructure that we need. One of the first things I would do is I'd fight for an immediate $4 million funding boost for Illawarra schools. Now, this would be money that would go directly to schools in the Illawarra. I was recently contacted by a parent of a child at Corrimal Public School, and from what I've been told, at Corrimal Public School, they're trying to raise money to buy computers, which to me is absolutely ludicrous. So things where there's an immediate need, we would help provide that.
So just before we wrap up, in terms of locally, obviously preferences gets a lot of mention at this time of year. Where will you be directing your preferences to for Cunningham?
Well, look, the first thing I'd say is current polling suggests my preferences probably won't go anywhere.
Yep.
At worst, I'm expecting to finish second. However, in the event that I don't, my first preference, we've got a national deal that we've done with Katter's Australian Party.
Yep.
They're a little bit different, but they do hold some similar views and values to us. So I've got preferences going there. And then it flows down from there. But I've actually, it's, to give you an idea, I've got Labor last and the Greens second last.
Okay, no worries.
So you guys sitting more slightly conservative?
Look, I would consider myself probably traditionally conservative. Certainly there's some issues and some things I stand on that probably aren't so conservative. I believe that social services such as Medicare should be expanded. I think that we need to look after people who need it a lot better. But probably all in all, if you look at the big picture, I'm probably more of a conservative.
Yeah, just before we wrap up, Chris, just a bit about you. You're obviously very passionate about Cunningham.
Yes. So,
What made you want to run for this election?
Well, if you ask my wife, she'd say stupidity. I don't like what's going on in not only politics federally, but in the area. And I'm a big believer that I can't sit back and complain about something if I'm not prepared to stand up and do something about it. So that's the main driving force. I've got a young daughter. And what concerns me is we love this area, but we want to make sure that this area for her, that she's going to have access to the best schools, that she's going to be able to get a job with no problems without having to travel up to Sydney. So that's what drives me. That's what motivates me.
Yes, there we go. Well, that was Chris Attlee from the Palm United Party. Sounding like a man on a mission, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Chris. All the best for the upcoming election. We hope you do pretty well. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye for now.
See you guys. Bye.